Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Live, I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network for Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. In the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about the vaccine farms. You ever hear about that? Well, we're going to go back a little bit to the 1800s, and we're going to see what happened and see how it kind of morphed into what we have today. Also, since we're kind of talking about that, we may kind of expand our vaccine topic a little bit and also talk about some armor-plated germs, so hopefully we'll have time to fit all that in. And we have a crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer. I hope you are too, as well as all of this nation. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees. You know, we need prayer. Prayer moves mountains. I am a big believer in that. I've seen miracles happen. And I did bring my devotional today, and the devotional today is out of Psalms 100 and Thessalonians 5, and it goes like this. Thankfulness opens the door to my presence. Though I am always with you, I have gone to great measures to preserve your freedom of choice. I have placed a door between you and me, and I have empowered you to open or close that door. There are many ways to open it, but grateful attitude is one of the most effective. So thankfulness is built on the substructure of trust. And when thankful words stick in your throat, you need to check up on your foundation of trust. When thankfulness flows freely from your heart and lips, let your gratitude draw you closer to me. I want you to learn the art of giving thanks in all circumstances. See how many times you can thank me daily. This will awaken your awareness to the multitude of blessings. It will always cushion the impact of trials when they come against you. Practice my presence and practicing the discipline of thankfulness. Amen to that. I hope you're minding time because the time grows short. You know, seeking the Lord's face, that's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker blood test, they said, first of its kind, going to identify 13 different kinds of cancers. This is research coming out of Tokyo, their National Cancer Center in Japan. Well, of course they have because, you know, they got the Fukushima issue, so cancer's on their brain there. The new test will diagnose 13 kinds of cancers in a single drop of blood, they said. A new clinical study. So the center's research and ethics screening committee gave the green light to do a, you know, cumulative study in mid-July. So thus far, it's been, you know, to test and diagnose multiple kinds of cancers in one test, introduce a comprehensive medical examinations. You know, have it done at your checkup is what they want you to do. Get this blood test. Well, you know, you could do that or you just take dandelion root. Dandelion root kills all known cancers. Moving along, the quacker. Hey, I didn't discover that. That's Windsor Medical University out of Quebec, Canada. That's scientists that discovered that. All right, so taking antidepressants, they say, during pregnancy will double the risk of mental retardation and autism. Yep, this is a study, Mount Sinai's School of Medicine. Researchers say that you have an increased risk of doubling those problems with pregnancy if you're on antidepressants. So one big risk, they said, was autism, according to a study in the British Medical Journal. So antidepressants and pregnancies don't seem to mix. Also, Quebec, Canada had another study that said mothers using antidepressants 68% higher likelihood they'll suffer a miscarriage. Also, if you're taking the SSRIs, which is your selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor antidepressants, children most likely will develop speech impediments. So you need to do your homework before you take that stuff. And last but not least, in the quack report, statin drugs exposed as a sham, according to some research. There's no evidence they improve survival. Yep, this is in the Journal of Pharmaceutical Journal. They said that an international team of researchers in New York University School of Medicine did this report. They said that they found statins taken every day over the course of 5 years after you've had a heart attack expanded a person's life by 4 days, they think. Doesn't decrease the likelihood of death, but these are brands like Crestor, Zocor, Lipitor. Oh, they're not heart strengtheners. That's why. They just suppress symptoms. They're symptom managers. They don't deal with your cause. So that's, you need a heart strengthener. You know where to go for that. ThePowerHerbs.com. And that wraps the quack report. All righty. Thank you, Frank. Okay. We got a lot of ground to cover, so we're going to be talking about the vaccine farms. And I've heard from some of you this week, and I want to say thank you for the feedback. some of them are very, very sweet. Of course, I can't take all the credit. You know, God is getting the credit every day, all the time, every day. But I thank you for your feedback and that you feel more empowered out there. That's so cool. All right, so we're going to talk about the vaccine farms. You know, in the 1800s, the New England Vaccine Company was manufacturing non-human bovine lymph tissue vaccines. Oh, doesn't that sound great? I'm being facetious for those that are new to the show. So this type of vaccine was described by them as, quote, comparatively unknown. So here's the New England Vaccine Company. They're manufacturing cow lymph tissue vaccines in the 1800s, and they're admitting this is comparatively unknown. It's a new thing. And they were looking for ways to quickly grow their business, so they came up with this business model. Which entailed physicians get reward points for purchasing their vaccines. They called them ivory points. Also, they secured the patronage of the boards of health in the largest cities in the United States and Canada. And they also convinced the U.S. War Department to inject their product into all enlisted men. So this was the beginning of what we call herd immunity, that concept. That's the beginning right there. 1800s. So this is how the vaccine industry grew to $24 billion that it is today. But, it keeps growing, and it's getting bigger on a global scale. So we're going to look at the big picture, from the farm beginnings to what it is today. It was called a vaccine fork because up until the early 1900s, the vaccine manufacturers were called vaccine farms. And the reason is that they cultured disease from farm animals, such as cows. Horses were also used, and so vaccine companies were often in close proximity to farms and stables if they did not have their own. They didn't own their own stables and farms. So there emerged many vaccine farms, actually all competing for business through pricing. So the more doctors and boards of health that ordered in quantity, the lower the price of the vaccines. So according to documents by the New England Vaccine Company, many competitors, such as the New York dispensary, seemed to pop up overnight with no prior experience in the business. Wow. So the vaccine industry got its kind of start with no oversight, no experience necessary. Just go out there and get some cow lymph tissue and make a vaccine. All right. If you're on the newsletter, you would have gotten this really interesting looking ad from 1882 that was in the Medical Gazette. And it was New England Vaccine Company advertising their vaccine virus. Yep. And also, that the lymph tissue virus and how many points, ivory points, doctors would get when they ordered. So the ad reads, pure, reliable lymph fresh from the heifer each day. All viruses are warranted. Goodness. And duplications are furnished in a case of failure. I don't know if they mean shipping failure and it breaks or what they mean by that. Liberal discounts on large orders. And New England Vaccine Company was located in Chelsea, Massachusetts. So if you want to get on the newsletter list, go to thepowerherbs.com and sign up under books and newsletters because the newsletters are free. But they're email-only newsletters. Okay, so fresh lymph tissue daily, eh? All right, so they got their business model, rocking around here. They've got, the U.S. War Department. They've got departments of health and doctors. They're, giving them reward points, ivory points for, buying stuff. So now it's time to make it all compulsory. That's right. Now, in 1905, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that the states had authority to mandate vaccination, especially in order to attend public school. This was the case of Jacobson versus Massachusetts. So today, while 46 states offer some form of vaccine exemption, there are 4 states that offer none, which are Mississippi, Minnesota, West Virginia, and California. Now, I think it's interesting, because here's the Supreme Court on this case of Jacobson versus Massachusetts, and where, do pray tell, was New England Vaccine Company? In Massachusetts. Was there any lobbying going on, do you suppose, behind closed doors there? I don't know. Well, Americans have, in the early 1900s, Americans resisted the vaccines. And resistance can kind of continue to some extent based on, ethical, political, medical, and religious reasons. So the safety of vaccines has always been a concern to people. And it was once the held practice that any treatment or drug, including vaccines, were only to be given in a clinical setting by a person authorized to dispense prescriptions, you know, like a medical doctor. However, nurses immediately were given the job of vaccinating everyone. Isn't that funny? Well, it gets complex. The delivery gets complex, we're told, because we find now that the CDC is searching to streamline the complexity of the vaccine infrastructure that we have today. So according to their claims, in the United States, there's 11,000 children born every day that are going to require about 20 doses of 11 different diseases in vaccines by the time they reach 18 months. So 18 months of age, that's a whole lot of disease pumping into them little babies there. So the CDC anticipates licensing new vaccines to add to the schedule, such as, but not limited to, vaccines for, of course, cancer, gastric ulcers, heart disease, various respiratory diseases, neurological disorders like dementia and others, malaria and HIV. So you're going to see vaccines and development coming onto the market and probably promptly approved for non-contagious type diseases. So the CDC also recognizes that it's much easier to have people volunteer to have a vaccine treatment by compelling them through legislative laws. Therefore, there is a massive campaign to, quote, educate parents in order to achieve the full potential of this herd immunity. Now, fear is often used in this educational process, with the widespread perception that if not enough people are vaccinated, the masses will perish from disease. So this approach really enlists the promotion of the vaccinated to convince the unvaccinated to comply. Now, the CDC is behind the extension of the vaccine program, and so here's how they plan to extend it. Quote, this is from the CDC's Department of Health and Human Services, April 2nd, 1999. They said this, the vaccine delivery system must be extended to new populations of adolescents and adults. Many of the new vaccines will be targeted at these age groups and must routinely include these groups to prevent disease. So there's an expansion. We're getting away from the babies and the toddlers, and we're going after teenagers and adults now. Well, let's look at the developing countries just for a second. You know, we hear a lot about the developing countries, you know, getting the big vaccination campaigns out there, and people think it's a great thing. Well, the CDC often reports on the developing countries being the hotbed of contagious diseases and their attempt to squash the disease in these countries with massive vaccine campaigns. So the WHO, the World Health Organization, has joined with the CDC and the Rotary International Group to eradicate disease. So that was in the year 2000. So these countries seem to be, I think, much worse off than before, because we see a lot of pandemics coming out of there, you know. So we're told that these organizations accelerated a vaccine program over these countries and also used experimental vaccines while there. So according to Dr. Michael Carome, the CDC and the WHO tested the rotavirus or the Rotateg vaccine and other vaccines like for HIV in Africa, Asia, and the Caribbean. Now, the sad outcome was 450,000 children died from the rotavirus vaccine. However, this vaccine was approved. Now, physicians in Kenya had the tetanus vaccine tested to discover it contained anti-fertility agents in it. It was only given to females by the WHO and UNICEF Foundation. So here's a quote from, let's see, this is Dr. Hume Nagar, Mercy Medical Center in Nairobi. He says, we sent six samples of the tetanus from different parts of Kenya to laboratories in South Africa, and they tested positive for HCG antigen. The vaccines were laced with it, he says. He goes on to say, this proved accurately our worst fears that the WHO campaign is not about eradicating disease, but it is using that as a smokescreen to conduct a well-coordinated and forceful population control through mass sterilization using a fertility-regulated vaccine. We provided this proof to the Ministry of Health before a third round of immunizations were conducted, but it was ignored. So this is important because the news outlets tried to convince people that the doctors who exposed this unethical treatment were liars. And Dr. Nagar told LifeSite News that normal tetanus vaccine requires a booster every 10 years, and children are given 3 tetanus shots over a 3-year period by the time the child is 5 years old. Or we get a booster shot if anyone has an open wound to worry about tetanus. So he asks why the WHO is administering 5 shots over a 24-month period to only females who are pregnant or are of childbearing age or are at least 15 years old. So this practice is not seen, he says, in regular medical or government policy tetanus vaccine programs. So he went on to say that the vaccine that contains the HCG actually mimics hormone production by pregnancy, and antibodies come in contact with it, against it. So it makes the female immune system to create a condition that would later attack pregnancy and cause miscarriages. So Dr. Nagar reported that the altered tetanus vaccine was also used in Mexico and Nicaragua in 1993 and also in the Philippines in 1994, and it showed a report of miscarriages within 3 years of the vaccine being given. So we have to conclude that if Kenya medical authorities have been, you know, warned, provided scientific evidence that the tetanus vaccine is a sterilization drug, and they haven't stopped the program, what does that tell us? Those people are paid off, the Ministry of Health. They're being paid to keep that program. So the big red flag is, Dr. Nagar said that when this vaccine is given, guess what? There's a police escort with it, and no vials are allowed to be left with local medical staff. Oh, right? Right? Okay, so LifeSite News says this. In an obtained UN report of August 1992 from the world headquarters in Geneva, it was discussed that the use of fertility-regulating vaccines describing what is called an anti-human chorionic gonadotropin, or HCG, vaccine was being used as the most advanced. So that's what's in your tetanus shot. And I've noticed here in North Carolina that middle school and high school and college students, girls, are being told they have to get a tetanus booster shot or they can't graduate or they can't go to school. So far the WHO and other agency have vaccinated about 1 million Kenyan women with the tetanus vaccine containing the HCG hormones, and there are 1.3 million yet to be vaccinated. So the Kenyan government tells pregnant women they need to get vaccinated in order to inoculate the child in the womb against tetanus. Mm-hmm. Like he's going to cut himself inside there, right? All right, so current figures of children already born and then contract and die from tetanus over there in Kenya, about 550 children a year. Well, Kenya is rich in natural resources, so guess what? Could this be the reason for depopulating Kenya? Could be. I would speculate. All right, shots are going to be required for various things, because when we look to see what vaccines are required for, we can see a program that is really expanding in lots of areas. So vaccines were first required, you know, for young kids to enter public school, and then the military, you know, and then for international travel to other countries. So now we see certain vaccines are also being required for employment in some occupations, preschool and daycare, as well as boarding or traveling with your pets, and attending middle school, high school, and college via expanded booster shots, which I already mentioned. Also, prison inmates are vaccinated like no other. Yep. So what is the vision for this expansion? Well, the WHO said, you know, they have a vision for expanding vaccines by the year 2030. According to the WHO, by 2030, here's a quote, the immunization environment is going to look very different than it does today. So in 2014, analysis of the 20th Global Program of Work, which they held on why vaccines are needed more than ever before, is because of the, quote, expansion of the middle class and middle income standard of living. I read that and I said, what? You know, why is that? Well, apparently, vaccines are involved in the economic and social development of countries now. And according to their plans, vaccines will become more involved into the non-contagious diseases, which I mentioned. So any disease that offers a burden or environmental threat is going to become under the control of a vaccine. So I think that what they mean by burden is economic burden. Now, for example, dementia, very, very expensive disease to pay for and manage. You know, people are going bankrupt dealing with that. So therefore, there must be a vaccine for that. Now, according to the WHO, vaccines will become a household word. It is suggested that people will be able to order them off the internet and give them to family members. Don't need an RN. Okay, wrap your brain around that one. I don't know. How are they going to prove that you actually gave it to yourself? I don't know. All right, so the WHO mission 2014 Geneva meeting, they said this, more vaccines will be available to protect against more diseases throughout the human life course. Immunizations will become part of the integrated package of disease prevention. They also go on to say disease elimination programs will continue to exist, but as a stronger health system with regular contact with communities globally, the immunization campaign will be managed in a single platform. Uh-oh, that's one big database. So, you know, who's going to help them do all that? That's a lot. Well, the partners for the World Health Organization, other than the CDC and the European Ministry of Health, who's going to assist them, are, here's their list. They're going to have global and local ministries, as well as technical agencies and international technical agencies, you know, the research and development people. And also they have their financial partners, manufacturers, the UN and its agencies, as well as bilateral agencies and projects, civil society organizations, and, of course, the Vaccine Alliance. So according to their Geneva 2014 meeting, the WHO's key role is to globally coordinate the development of vaccine policies, enlist the technology to carry out surveillance and data collection, and also new equipment and avenues to deliver the vaccine. So a whole lot going on there. You're going to have a ton more vaccines. We got to, you know, have a smooth, streamlined delivery system so we can vaccinate everybody. Everybody with a pulse going to get a vaccine. Now there's a major agenda here, a major strategy. Here are the major points of getting everyone on the planet vaccinated with more than 50 diseases by the year 2030. I don't know, do you have time to give that, Frank, or should we take a break? We gotta take a break. We're gonna be right back.
looping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Vaccine farm of the 1800s moving into this, 2030 vision for the UN and WHO. So right before the break, we were talking about their agenda, their major strategy. for getting everyone vaccinated with 50 different diseases by 2030. So remember now, teenagers and adults are their new targets for vaccines as well. So what they're going to do is promote the development of more vaccines and a new delivery system through a lot of technology. Sometimes it may be even delivered by drone and puffed in your face, and there you are. Breathe in twice and you're vaccinated. How about establish massive inoculation campaigns as the norm, standardizing vaccines and delivery as a quality program? So this is what they're projecting. Also, set up parameters to support immunizations as a continuous expandable program. So get the public used to thinking that, hey, we're expanding on this, you know, to eradicate disease and keep you safe. Also, they're going to monitor global immunization data, as well as ensure immunization programs are sustained, probably from your tax dollars. Also, they're going to apply behavioral science divisions within immunization, so psychology, sociology, and anthropology, or cultural studies, are all going to be integrated with some sort of vaccine agenda propaganda. Also, they're going to enforce immunizations during emergencies, so your pandemics and your floods and hurricanes and whatever. Also, they're going to promote immunization as a lead way to eliminate and eradicate disease, as I mentioned, and establish a vaccine satellite headquarter within countries and regions. They're also going to expand global immunization coverage dramatically over the next 40 years, and they're going to shift the message of global vaccination from a platform of immunization coverage to, quote, disease control. Okay, so that's what you're going to be hammered with. We're doing this to, you know, control disease and keep the masses safe. It's for the greater good. That's what you're going to hear. All right, so let's look at weak immune systems briefly, because I've stated before, vaccines are really not here to help your immune system make antibodies or protect you from disease. Vaccines inject disease and other agents into your body and corrupt it and creates disease. So vaccines weaken the immune system and prevent immunity from being passed on to the next generation. So here are the signs that you have a weak immune system. You are prone to colds and flu, where you feel like you're always sick with something. You may have, if you're an adult, 2 colds a year. If you're an adult, means you have a weak immune system. If you're a child, if you have 5+ colds a year, sign of a weak immune system in the children. Also, stress level can lower the immune systems to suppress it. So long-term exposure to stress will actually hinder your immune system function. Also, deplete you of lots of vitamin B that the nervous system uses. Also, you want to be careful not to like too much sugar. If you're a sugarholic, you're going to crave that. And one candy bar will shut down immune system for about 8 hours. And watch the mucous membrane production. So if you have like dry nasal passages, this hinders immune system function. So check that as well. If you're overweight, this affects the metabolism. It puts a strain on it if we're over our weight limit. Other conditions develop like inflammation, hormone imbalance, and lack of nutrient absorption, all affecting immune system defense. And also your sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep, you got low energy, you feel lethargic, that also suppresses immunity. And also dehydration. If you're not drinking enough good filtered water, which is necessary for nutrition and minerals and electrolytes to get around the body and protein, you know, body fuel, too many people drink a lot of dehydrating type beverages, coffee, tea, soda, alcohol, and they don't get any water during the day. I've actually spoken to people that say, I don't like the taste of water. So they got to have a flavor. So why? All right, put a lemon in it. That, you know, that's not it. They got to have the fruity tooty, sweet, flavored water. And, again, the sugar. So, I think you can get used to anything. Just, you got to condition those taste buds there. So you want to remember, vaccines are really a product of scientific pharmacies. And the word pharmacy is rooted in the word pharmakia, which means ancient witchcraft and sorcery that originated from Babylon. The medical symbol, which we often refer to as the caduceus symbol, is a staff with a snake and wings. It's really the rod of Asclepius. Asclepius, he was a pagan god from Greek mythology associated with healing and medicine. So the symbol actually is quite appropriate, since scientific medicine is more often than not based on theory and not evidence-based science at all. So we're going to look at the balance and restoration, because when the human metabolism establishes a balance, guess what happens? Can you guess, Frank? Yep, restoration is restored. You get function back. So what helps to establish balance is nutrition, not toxins. And prescribed drugs and vaccines are toxic. These produce secondary diseases. We call them side effects. So medical medicinal herbs, which God says are to be used to heal the body and to restore balance, you know, they contain a lot of concentrated nutrition without all those side effects. And remember, toxins work against nutrition. So cleansing the body of toxins and fortifying with nutrition is really a way to balance the body, and then it can heal itself. So the art of health has really been masked with scientific nonsense, causing more sickness and death than ever before. So more people are dying today from prescription medicines and surgery than from famine, infections, and war combined. And that is your healthcare system today. And that is the system people hesitate to break away from because, hey, my insurance will pay for it. Well, keep your insurance for catastrophic trauma-based care, because that's about all it's good for. So learn more about how you can take the power back, balance, and help your body heal itself. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog. They specialize in organ cleansing and immune boosting. Call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Of course, the web address, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Puts the power back in your hands. The Power Herbs. The Power Herbs. All right. Going to shift gears. We got a few minutes. We're going to be talking about, since we're on vaccines, we're going to talk about that adult vaccine schedule, that you're the new target. The adolescents and young adults, or adults in general, are the new target. So people are learning that the childhood vaccination schedule is now being expanded to include them, the adults. So the CDC and the AMA are promoting, and they're going to enforce this new vaccine expanded agenda with the National Vaccine Program to create a vaccine schedule for adults. So the vaccines are going to be, they're going to work it in little by little. You know how that works in, you know, wiggle it in there to be eventually mandatory. So they want to make it that way by the year 2020. So before that 2030 agenda that was in Geneva that we just covered. So in the proposal report, the National Vaccine Program mentions all the usual propaganda why adults need to be under a vaccine treatment plan like kids are. They want to save lives, they want to prevent disease, blah, blah, blah. However, the masses are learning that there is really no truthful scientific evidence to support the vaccine claims. Yeah. So foreign countries like Italy are banning vaccines because of the neurological damage they create. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has really joined in with a national vaccine plan covering 2010 to 2020. Their plan really within Human Services is they highlight some of the obstacles that need to be eliminated so that adults will, you know, during their lifespan, will, you know, line up and roll up their sleeves and get their vaccines. So the burr under the saddle propelling this vaccine horse down the road is the National Vaccine Advisory Committee, which has numerous stakeholder groups needing to focus the attention on adult vaccines. So it's about money. Somebody's going to be making money on this. So these groups are not really satisfied with the progress thus far since 2010. So they're ramping up their strategy plans, and they hope to implement their full version within just 5 short years. So let's look at the pressure that's being applied to move this forward. So these agencies that are claiming to secure our healthy best interest have boldly announced their intent to apply leverage for compliance through the Affordable Care Act program. Maybe this is why Congress doesn't want to get rid of it. So the National Adult Immunization Plan, or now it's called the NAIP plan, will have every adult covered by government-controlled health insurance and in compliance with the vaccine schedule. So adults not up to date on any of their vaccines, especially the new ones that are coming out, are going to have to – they have some time to become compliant, okay? So you have to ask, how are they going to enforce that? And if you're not a compliant – I mean, they're going to have to punish you somehow. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to fine people, just like, you know, Australia is fining moms and dads for not complying with vaccines for their kids. They're going to hefty fines. They're going to do hefty fines. So this will promote an effort to, you know, bring state and federal agencies under this one public health vaccination umbrella for every living adult. So streamlining one program, one computer database, one delivery system, one everything, okay? So it's all going to be orchestrated. Sort of like, you know, they've got now first responders, fire department, police all on one frequency, you know, for catastrophic events. So you're going to have one umbrella for vaccines. That's what they're working towards, a little bit inch by inch. So we're discovering that in reality, the Affordable Care Act, which has created an opportunity for adult vaccine program offering, its customers, vaccine manufacturers, and sick people all this medicine, you know, at lower cost, supposedly. Mm-hmm. So the adult vaccines may even be offered at no cost at some point. So we'll see. Now, some people shake their heads and say, hey, you know, this is going to happen. Yeah, you're not going to get all these adults vaccinated. You know, we're not. Hold on. These agencies like to get you to volunteer and feel good about your contribution to this program. So get ready for more campaigns that will target your guilt and apply some peer pressure to you. So they're going to be pushing the community demand for adult immunizations through, you know, your churches, your civic groups, all these things. Health agencies are, you know, they have stockholders that need to be paid, so they want you to get vaccinated. See? No shortage of product, apparently, is going to happen. So the vaccine program's mission is to distribute all these vaccines through this one global healthcare system. 111. Always remember that. Now, the CDC and, you know, they're going to lump that the COPD, the pneumonia, influenza, bronchitis, they lump all those statistics together when it comes to flu. Savvy Americans know more people die from using prescribed medications every year than from firearm accidents, car accidents, and war. So the CDC is pushing all these combined respiratory illnesses as, you know, combating flu when it's not all influenza. So they say there's like 50,000 deaths from flu each year. It's more like 4,000 nationwide. All right, so which vaccines? Well, the health agencies are going to check, you know, they're not going to check your blood titer to see if you actually need this particular vaccine, like pneumococcal pneumonia, shingles vaccine, hepatitis A and B, herpes, papilloma. They're not going to check for titers. They're just going to say, we're going to give it to you. Get ready. So the Advisory Committee on Immunizations has recommended adults, get ready, going to get 13 different vaccines starting at age 18 and going forward through your life stages. So 13 different vaccines. There will also be boosters along the way. You're going to get your boosters from your childhood diseases like measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, chickenpox. So all these childhood vaccines are going to be in there. They're in a category as boosters for the adults. It's called catch-up vaccines. It's in that category. You got to catch up on those vaccines. So that's why it's in that category. So any person working with healthcare areas will automatically receive these vaccines as a requirement for their employment. Anyone that is in nursing homes, assisted living facilities, prisons, or any mental health hospitals will also get these injections. And any adult wanting to go back to school or lives on campus will also be required to have a vaccination record to show. They actually tested the waters with adult college students, insisting they get a tetanus booster shot before they can start their classes. And guess what? People complied. Yep. So the goal is to have adult vaccinations at 90%, which is typically what childhood vaccinations are reported to be currently. So these agencies are making vaccines the core part of what they call well care. So according to Pharma Research, there's 300 new vaccines in development right now, which could easily end up on the adult and even the child's vaccination list. So currently, the pharmaceutical companies are working on 170 vaccines for infectious diseases, but 102 are for non-contagious diseases like I mentioned, cancers and neurological disorders. And since allopathic medicine claims vaccines prevent disease, it's not a stretch to one day find that you're going to have a vaccine to prevent diabetes, heart disease like blood pressure and cholesterol, and even depression. No shocker that these vaccines in development are made from genetically modified materials. So the point is, these agencies want to take what they call the underutilized medical product and administer them to you from the cradle to the grave. Are you getting the picture now? Hey, Frank, am I getting through? Do you understand this? I hope people are listening and they get it. These new monitoring systems are the Electronic Health Data National Immunization Registry. It's going to be part of that one big database. Very strong public health surveillance is what's going to pull this off. So according to statistics, Caucasian children and adults receive more vaccines than any other ethnic group. Did you know that? Well, you know, you're going to probably say, well, I'm just not going to comply. Well, your doctor's going to report you. They're obligated to. Under the HIPAA laws. Get ready. Okay, so what the National Vaccine Advisory Committee revised their standards for adult immunization practices. They're going to have physicians and medical staff assess every patient's vaccine needs each time the patient comes in. So, you know, you're going to be asked about your vaccination record. And this is going to be odd, isn't it? You know, here you're, let's say you're 55 and you're going, oh, I don't know, you strained your knee or your calf muscle, and they're going to be like quizzing you about your vaccine schedule. And you're like, I haven't had a vaccine schedule since, you know, I went to elementary school. I mean, well, then you're due for one. You know, I would, if it were me, I'd say a word, not a word. So providers are going to urge patients to get vaccinated. They want to reach that 90% compliance. There's going to be incentives, and I bet you anywhere there's going to be incentives. So, and even your churches, you know, your 501c3s, which are really, you know, government churches, they work for Caesar. They don't work for the Lord. Anything that's a 501c3, community outreach, faith-based organizations going to convince folks, roll up your sleeve. So going to have free vaccinations this Saturday at the church. Y'all come down now and get your vaccines. That's what you're going to get in the church bulletin, I bet you, anytime soon. So next generation of vaccines, scientific research is reporting that vaccines are, you know, are effective, more effective for adults and the elderly. Technology has presented the ability to produce gene sequencing for specializing vaccines, you know, for your time of life. And so, yeah, of course, they're saying, you know, the elderly get more adjuvants in there, which, you know, totally blow their immune system up. Also, they're going to plan to have a survey to track the effectiveness and measure compliance. Information is your property, by the way. If you decide you want to sell it, sell it. If you don't, you don't. And as I think, Frank, you've said before, you have the right to remain silent. Right? So, hey, if you feel like not communicating that information, well, feel free. So people out there want to know what they can do. Well, I'm a big believer in strengthening your God-given immune system. And then relying on artificial infections like vaccines, which, you know, according to Dr. Anthony Morris and other virologists, really corrupt your immune system, just totally corrupt it. So what better way to control than to, you know, control your very health? And if you don't have health, you don't have anything. You know, nothing's worth anything without health. So there's the big control and the war over the healthcare system and your health and your dollars and that go into it. So take the power back. Take the power back. The Lord says, my herbs are here for the service of man. They're here for the healing of the nations. So God can't lie. So why aren't you trusting him? Why aren't you trusting his herbs? I mean, when I discovered herbs 30 years ago, it was like the world's best kept secret. It kind of blew me away. I was just like, say what? There's something natural that does that? That's healthy? No. Well, I used to work in medicine, you know, I was just like big blind flow ripped off my face, and I could see some truth for once. So the powerherbs.com will show you how to use your herbs, how to empower yourself. If you're interested in, you know, kind of brushing up on stuff, pick up the Power Herbs book. It's just $14.99 off the powerherbs.com website. You'll learn about organ cleansing, immune boosting. You'll even learn how to, you know, use herbs for pets. You'll learn what herbs you might want to avoid if you're pregnant or nursing, or what herbs to use if you're pregnant or nursing. You'll even learn how to make your own tinctures if you want to make your own stuff. I mean, it's not rocket science. It gets a little messy and time-consuming, but it's not, you know, it's not like you go to a chemistry class. It's not supposed to be that hard. It's not. And the ancients knew it wasn't that hard. You know, trial and error. They observed. Things worked. That was their clinical trial for thousands of years. Yep. I think herbs have a track record that makes any pharmaceutical industry jealous. So if you want to learn more, go to thepowerherbs.com or give them a call and get a free product catalog. The number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. And while you're there at thepowerherbs.com, sign up for the newsletters. They go out each week. You have the American Survival that goes out on Tuesday, and you have the Health Quest that goes out on Friday, and subscription-free. So it's information you're not really going to see anywhere else, and it's truth-based stuff. You know, I pray every day that I speak the Lord's truth when I talk with you, communicate with you, whether it's in the newsletter form or it's here on the radio. You know, the Lord is leading. This is the path he's designed. Guide my feet along it, right? And you have a path too. You know, God's chosen a path for you as well. You just got to trust in him to let him show you the way. I always pray every day, don't let my feet slip. Don't let me faint. Let me wear the whole armor of God and finish this course. I want to hear on the other end, well done, good and faithful servant. Because you don't want to hear the other. The other thing is not nice. It chills up your spine if you hear the other one. The other one's not good. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You don't want to hear that. So pray, study your Bible, you know, cleave to the Lord, you know, and become his friend. When you do all that, you'll get to know him. A lot of people don't know the Lord. They don't know what he likes and doesn't like. You should. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.